Clouds and showers becoming more numerous, basking in sunshine and warmer than average temperatures in eastern Montana towards the Dakotas. And we're talking about winter storm warnings. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Anywhere from Reynolds Pass, West Yellowstone, the Big Sky area, to the mountains of south central Montana, the Crazies, the Beartooths, the Absarokas, Cook City area will be affected by this from tonight right on through the weekend. Accumulations could be in the order of 12 to 20 inches in the higher elevations. So the high country will be impacted by heavy, wet snow. Meanwhile, showers for the lower elevations will become more numerous, especially in western and southern Montana and northern Wyoming through this evening, and then continue to produce rainfall right on through the weekend, and for many areas that could linger into the early part of next week. Drier across north central and northeastern Montana into North Dakota.
Our kids love to play. Whether they're playing house or playing dress up, they love to imitate you. You're setting an example. Make sure it's one you can live with, and one your children can live a long, healthy life with, too. If you want to quit smoking or vaping, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. You can do it. We can help. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated. And in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
With the warm temperatures we've been experiencing in the eastern third of Montana extending into the western Dakotas today, fire weather concerns are still real, especially across areas of northeastern Montana where we've had wind and low humidity along with the warmer than average readings, so use a lot of care. We'll start to shift gears gradually here with rain showers, the higher elevation snow beginning tonight for some of those mountain locations of southwest and south central Montana. The rest of the region will just keep our fingers crossed for whatever kind of moisture we can manage to squeeze out of this system. The low that's producing the rain is digging well south of our region, so we're counting on a couple of disturbances sliding through. But it really seems to be favoring southern Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota for the rain. We could see some stronger thunderstorms into the mix through the evening hours, especially off towards the Black Hills of South Dakota. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with your regional weather update.